How did you feel when you heard the news? Because you had that period, didn't you? The season had ended, and then you had a week or so before you found out.
Yeah, I did. Obviously, it was something that, you know, had been ongoing. I've said it before, but I had to plan as though I was going to get the job and as though I was a manager, because effectively I was at that time. So, you know, really it was just a case of, you know, finally getting over that last hurdle and being named yesterday was brilliant, because now it means that all those weeks and days of planning can now hopefully come to fruition.
How difficult is it when you had a close working relationship with Paul Pesky Solido that he goes and then you have to decide, well, I'm going to stay and go for this? When is there a loyalty issue there with the man that you were working for?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the way football works is, you know, you do your job for the club. I loved working for Paul. We had a great time together for 2.5 years. You know, but ultimately, you know, you were asked to do a job for the club, and that's who's paying my wages. That's where not my loyalty lies, because it doesn't mean I didn't have loyalty to Paul. But you know, I think what you then do is you try and do the very best you can, and football works in mysterious ways, doesn't it? You know, that all of a sudden an opportunity then opens up for me if we can do it properly. And that's the aim. And it's just, you know, I think you want to win football matches. If you're an ex-footballer or whatever you are, or a coach, you want to win games regardless of the situation.
Is it difficult as a number two, because you can see things that maybe you would change, but obviously at the end it's up to the manager what he decides to do?
Yeah, but I think that's the role. That's what everyone accepts. You know, if you're a number two, that you accept that. There were times when Paul would want to play a certain way, and I'd try my very best to get us to play that way on the training ground, and that's what the role is. It doesn't mean to say that you always agree with that, or it's always your philosophy. But to be fair to Paul, you know, I was part of that decision making process along the way, and there were times when, you know, we'd sit in the office and he'd go with my ideas. There were times when he'd go with his own, and you respect that. That's just the way things work, and I thoroughly enjoyed my 2.5 years doing that role.
So, what do you think you did which stopped this 14 games without a win? What was it you think that you instilled in the players that made that difference?
I think we just tried to go back to basics a little bit and tried to think of the things that perhaps we weren't doing as well that win games. Sometimes you look at, you know, all the exciting things, all the great play, but sometimes it's just down to hard work and endeavour and a little bit of organisation and getting them to believe in what they're doing. You know, we kind of reassessed the season, if you like. You know, we sat them down and said, look, we've got 10 games. This is the start of a 10-game season. Let's see how high up the league we can finish. And it was quite interesting, actually, because before the last game, we were actually in 13th place in that 10-game season. And if we'd have won the last game, we'd have gone into the top 10.